This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Your decision.
You know what? Just hit the sounder. No. Nothing's happened yet.
We're not
yet.
Getting Filipponied.
Oh, my God. Remember, we hit the breaking news on the reporting, and I questioned it right away. I'm still mad at that.
All right. So, rival NBA executives believe the Warriors are, quote unquote, more willing than ever to trade Jonathan Kuminga per John Hollinger and Sam Amick.
Sam Amick from The Athletic.
And John Hollinger, also from The Athletic, who used to run the Memphis Grizzlies, I believe. Rival executives believe the Warriors are more willing than ever to trade Jonathan Kuminga. What do you think, Warrior fans? Are you more willing than ever to trade Jonathan Kuminga? I think this has a lot to do with the money and the fit. And I think this is a lot of things. I don't think this is just like, do we like Kuminga? I think they like Kuminga.
Yeah, and I also think maybe the agent the other day kind of overreacting, maybe giving Shams that report about being benched, because that's what I'm hearing, that the agent's kind of freaked out. It's like, oh my God, you see this big old graphic, benched! Like he was out of the rotation or something. There's a number of things here, but I'm looking at the comments underneath this tweet, and automatically there's like three. Giannis, he's a Bucky. Giannis a Warrior. Giannis coming to the Bay. So, I don't know. Are Warrior fans willing to do this? I don't know. Because here's the deal. This is how if we're having a serious conversation, and we'll get to 4-down territory about 9:45, Spadoni. 4-down territory, 9:45. But for the next 24 minutes, I want to take calls from Warrior fans here on this team. And with the Giannis rumors swirling, with JK, the upcoming money, how are we feeling about Jonathan Kuminga right now?
One name to monitor. This is quote unquote Amick shared. One name to monitor is Jimmy Butler, 35-year-old Miami Heat star who league sources say drew interest from the Warriors during the offseason, did not come to terms on an extension. He will be an unrestricted free agent next summer. Now, he's 35. So that's Sam Amick is saying that, you know, that's a name to monitor. That's what it says.
And Pat Riley would love a guy like Jonathan Kuminga to pair alongside Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero. He seems like Pat Riley would know what to do with Jonathan Kuminga. There's no doubt about that. But I'm looking at Jimmy Butler. Okay.
Jimmy. I think that's playing with fire. He's really old.
The vibes are really good right now. Would you want to break up these vibes that they have right now for Jimmy Buckets?
Probably not. Especially because I don't want to pay, going back to the money thing, I'm not trying to pay 36-year-old Jimmy Butler $50 million a year, $60 million a year. That's not good business.
I think Wiggins
can do a lot of things Jimmy can do.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. He's a good player. But can he play in a react system? He's host basketball a lot. He's a ball pounder, Jimmy Butler. Pounds the basketball over and over and over again. Takes the air out of the basketball. I'm out on that one. I'm kind of out on that one. I'm out.
I don't think the Warriors are gearing up for a
Jimmy Butler type of deal. They want something bigger.
Plus, I just don't think the Miami Heat are taking Kuminga. I just know how they roll.
Well, no, they would like it. I think Pat Riley would love a Kuminga.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. I think they love a Kuminga.
I think they would love a Pajemski. I don't know about a Kuminga. They're all about like max effort.
Yeah.
You know.
I think Kuminga will give them that in South Beach, though. You know, I don't think effort's a problem with Kuminga. It's just about knowing where to go, knowing how to play with others. It's just redefining his skills. You heard Reggie Miller over and over on the TNT broadcast say that he's not polished offensively. He's got a lot of talent. Sky's the limit for him, but he's not polished.
Okay.
Effort with Kuminga, I've never walked away from a game saying Kuminga didn't give max effort.
No. I don't think, maybe I miss, the word should not be effort. I think they love high IQ half-court players.
I mean, right? So do the Warriors,
with very specific skill sets. You know, Hawkes had a great year last year for them. You know, obviously know that they got some bad deals on their books too. Like I don't know.
I think Spoelstra and Pat Riley would love a Kuminga type player.
Well, does that maybe tell you shouldn't make the deal then? If Riley and Spoelstra like him?
I mean, and well, think about it like this. It's not just that. It's you get a young asset in Jonathan Kuminga, not talking about him as an asset like we were talking about earlier, but just a good player that you could buy low on, and you give him a team-friendly deal, and you say, okay, we can see what he does for the next 3 years with the Bam Adebayo. I think they're so out on Jimmy Butler in a way he's worn. His act is worn thin down there. You heard what Pat Riley said in the offseason. We out here talking trash about the New York Knicks. We got our ass kicked. What the hell are you talking for? Shut up. What did Pat Riley say? We should pull that quote. Pat Riley basically was like, yo, shut up. Like, dude. And so Jimmy Butler wears people out. It's a reason why he's been on so many teams. On this team with the vibes being so good.
You know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut in your criticism of those teams.
Pat Riley's a godfather. He don't play that stuff. So if it's for Jimmy Butler, ugh. I like the player. I do, Shasky, but that's a tough one for me. That's a tough one. Let's go to the lines. BPA, Brian and Palo Alto. What you thinking here?
Yeah, I don't view this as this is not a buy low, sell high. I mean, you know, if you're going to get Kuminga, you basically need to commit to a $40+ million a year deal for his extension.
That's the way I'm viewing it. I agree with you.
He turned down 30 with the Warriors, so you're not going to get Jonathan Kuminga unless he has Klay Thompson's agent. You're not going to get Jonathan Kuminga on a team-friendly deal with the Heat.
But
right?
What if that changes,
because
though?
He would be taken.
What if that changes after the season where he's like, you know what, I want to stay here, and the number does get lowered?
I mean, if we could get a legit or, like, even hypothetical second option for Kuminga, that would be a dream come true. There's no scenario where I'm comfortable paying Kuminga even $25 million, personally.
Would you be?
He's not a consistent player. He does not show up a lot. He can't shoot still. And, you know, he's just not a player you can rely upon, right?
But is Jimmy Butler the answer, though?
Shows up and then,
BPA, Jimmy Butler's the answer?
No, probably not. And, like, sure. I'm not saying, you know, I'm a huge Jimmy Butler fan, but, like, you know, I think the deal with Kuminga, and, I mean, if you take the... You know, the vibes coming out of, you know, unnamed sources and such that, you know, the Warriors don't believe that this is a guy they want to pay a lot of money to. That's, and I completely agree with them. I don't want to pay a lot of money to him either, because he's just a guy that's just not going to show up a lot. And if you're going to pay $30, $40, $50 million to a guy, that guy has got to show up 82 nights a year.
I don't agree with that 100% here with Kuminga. I think he's better than what we're giving him credit for. That's just my opinion.
I think Jimmy Butler is where I draw the line of no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Giannis, yes.
Right.
Right? And then, like, there are other players that I would obviously consider. But Butler, because of the age and his attitude, like, he always plays nice for a year or two.
Yeah, it's... Yes.
And then it, like, unravels almost immediately.
Great playoff performer, too. I'll give him credit.
Well, what would a lineup look like with him, Draymond, and, I mean, defensively, they'd be awesome.
Did he get along with Wiggins in Minnesota?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Like, what's a lineup look like with Steph, Wiggins, Draymond, TJD, and Jimmy Butler? How does your half court look there?
Doesn't look bad at all. And
he's
the game
a facilitator.
Does slow down. And the game does slow down in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But how did he get along with Wiggins? I don't remember the Minnesota situation.
Didn't he play with a Rolex on and kick the crud out of all those guys?
He did. With
a bunch of the bench players?
It was a scene, no doubt.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app